we're going to do this for any school district building in the county. So we'll be in all of the Sherrard buildings, all of the Mercer County school district buildings. We've had no threats. We've had nothing other than just events nationwide. And I wanted to come up with a way to have a better police presence. So Aledo already has a school resource officer plan that they do, and I just kind of mimicked off of it what the public will be seeing and what parents and students will be seeing is my deputies, myself included, my chief deputy, we will be randomly in and out of the school buildings during the day and during the evening. So if a parent sees a deputy walk in at a basketball game and, you know, watch 10 or 15 minutes of basketball, or walks into the chorus concert and watches a little bit of the chorus concert, they're not looking for a place to hide. They're providing a security for that.
And what? So this isn't really an official like agreement where the school district pays the county. This is just like an added enforcement type. It's not a formal agreement like a liaison officer.
Correct. I did speak with both Superintendent Boucher at Sherrard and Superintendent Petrie for Mercer County. They both were very, very much on board with the idea of doing this. They were both excited about it. We've been in out of the buildings for the last couple of days, and it's being very well received by staff and students. It's just an additional service that we are going to provide, provide some peace of mind, hopefully. If we're in and out of the buildings, then we may not be there 24/7 or the entire school day, but we're going to keep it random so that we don't, you know, the public doesn't necessarily know when we're going to be there, or somebody planning to do something bad doesn't necessarily know when we're going to be there.
And then did this result from some of the conversations then at that assembly earlier this week?
This is an idea that's been rolling around in my mind ever since the school shooting in Florida. And everything that I tried to put together, I just came up against the financial obligation. The Mercer County, obviously, we can't afford to hire enough people to put one in every building in the school or in the county. But we have 8 buildings in our county. Afford to put one in all 3 of the buildings. Neither school district can afford to pay that kind of money for school security and for a liaison officer. So this was kind of the next best idea that I came up with. This is performed by guys who are already on the payroll. They are already out patrolling and driving through the small towns. So rather than just drive by the school, stop at the school, spend 15 or 20 minutes, get to know staff, get to know teachers, get to know students. And it's just a positive way of dealing with it is the way I was looking at it.